Beijing has got another virus.
Oh, no.
There's been quite a few hospitalizations. There's been some mortality as well. It's called the metapneumovirus. And although the National Institute of Communicable Diseases has said, hey, there's nothing to panic about here, we have Time Magazine's top 100 most influential people on the planet and our very own virus hunter, virologist and bioinformatician, Professor Tulio de Oliveira, on speed dial. So we'll go straight to the source of the information, not the source of anything else. Good morning, Prof.
Good morning, Darren. Good morning,
Sky. Morning, Prof. So I'm just going to, I'm going to get into it and straight up ask you, can you explain to us what is this metapneumovirus that we are now seeing being called HMPV?
Oh.
Okay, thank you, Carmen. Yes. So the human metapneumovirus, which is quite a mouthful, and that's why we use the acronym HMVP. It is a virus that we know for a long time and is not a dangerous virus.
Okay.
Yeah. Is normally a virus that causes common cold, And this virus was discovered officially in 2001 in the Netherlands, but as the roots were traced back, is a virus that exists at least for 200 years on the human population. And every year we have infections of that in South Africa, but normally so mild that one do not even test or report, And so it's nothing to worry about this virus. What happened in China is a little bit of international panic, because imagine they see a new virus come from China, and it's just that they are in the middle of the winter wave of respiratory infection that's caused by multiple viruses.
Yes.
And the media fetched this new virus that people did not know because it was not very dangerous. And then you start all the misinformation and worry.
Okay. So, Prof, I mean, I get that. And thank you for putting us at easier. So you're not going to obviously say that no one should go on a skiing trip to Italy anytime soon. It's
No. Everyone that can go to a ski trip.
Okay. The last time it happened a couple of years ago, In a nutshell, South Africans should not be like concerned about this. Like, we're fine, bro.
Yes. We should not be concerned. Why we should not be concerned? There is three main reasons. Mm. Yeah. One, because this virus do circulate in South Africa every year without causing a severe disease. So we have population immunity. Yeah. The second, we are also in our summer wave, which is characterized not from a big epidemic of respiratory virus, and third, because South Africa has some of the best surveillance systems in the world, and so if something starts picking up, that will be identified very quick, and that we're gonna be able to deal with that.
That is very good news. The professor, we need to go into traffic, and then I have a few more questions for you. There's another bug that I'm a little bit more concerned about. It's on the other side of the world. Maybe you can help us with that one.
Darren, Sky and Carmen on East Coast Radio.
Kids are heading back to school. Schools are set to be opened pretty soon. And I want to know, Prof, should we be prepared? Will there be an increase in the spread of just common viruses or the common cold or whatever the case might be?
Yes. Thank you, Carmen, for that question. Yeah. So what happened every year, and normally, like, it's always happened the same time, is that we see the first wave of a respiratory infection, that's another virus called RSV or respiratory syncytia virus, normally start in South Africa by the first or second week of February. And that's associated with children, young children. That's a virus that affects young children and cause runny nose, coffee, and fever. Mm. All the young children going back to school. So it's very likely that we're going to see that again two or three weeks after the school is starting. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And what is the take-home message to parents? Yeah. This virus, it It's quite similar. The HMPV is not a very dangerous virus, but do cause a cold, yeah, and cause children to get sick. And so it's mostly use common sense. Yeah. If you have your child that start developing a cold, yeah, keep, if you can, keep the child at home for a few days until the symptoms decreasing. Mm. Just keep hydrated. So just to avoid growing the wave to multiple, yeah, transmitting to multiple individuals. But it's nothing really to worry. It's just about controlling the cold as you do when a child or oneself get a cold or a light flu.
Yeah, well, trust me, Doc, Prof, I know everything about this RSV. Having two low ones, so yeah, thank you for that heads up, because hey, yeah, it comes and you never know what to do. Now, Prof, just quickly, right, I know you've told us about the new virus and we shouldn't be that worried, but knowing what we know now, do you think that South Africa would be ready for another pandemic, and will it be able to help the rest of Africa?
Okay, thank you. It's always difficult to be completely ready for another pandemic, and we really hope that a pandemic, it is something that we just see once in our lifetime. Yeah, but that said, South Africa has invested quite a lot in very advanced scientific laboratories. Yeah, and we have some of the best labs in the world. We have a very strong National Institute of Communicable Disease, NICD. Our labs in the last couple of weeks ranked in the top 1% of the global, yeah, scientific labs. Yeah, so we are relatively well prepared, sometimes even more than other countries.
That is actually very good to hear. Now, Prof, the one that I'm looking out for is the H5N1 virus, the bird flu. They've had they've had animal to human transmission, and now they've had in Louisiana, they have had a fatality of it. Are we watching this? Are we concerned about this? Are we just biding our time till that becomes human to human bird flu? And are we prepared for that kind of a flu?
Okay, so the H5N1 is quite interesting because, for example, one of the big newspapers, the New York Times, they asked me to write a whole piece to them on how the United States should learn from South Africa and Africa how to deal with epidemics. And that was very well received, was read like over 5 million times.
Oh, wow.
And that seemed that they have improved the surveillance system, not only because my article, but just because it was time to do that. Yeah. The H5N1 at the moment is the one that worries us the most, but still far away from developing human-to-human transmission. That case of Louisiana, it got from wild birds. Yeah. And a flu vaccine is being developed for H5N1. But again, back to South Africa, what we should do is before the winter wave of flu, people that have advanced age or comorbidities that are likely to get more sick with flu, to think about the vaccination.
Yes.
Yeah, because we have a very efficient flu vaccination that's going to start being rollout and available in any pharmacy like Dis-Chem or that kind of pharmacy. It's very easy. I will take because it makes easier than get sick during the winter.
100%. Professor, thank you so much for chatting to us.
Thank you, and wish everyone in Durban a great day.